This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Governor Tony Evers says he will consider taking executive action to address the impacts of the federal government shutdown if needed. According to a WISPolitics report, Governor Evers told reporters that he'd specifically consider taking executive action to address issues with health care that arise amid the shutdown. He made those comments during a visit to Brown Deer last week. He referred to using state resources to keep Wisconsinites healthy as low-hanging fruit and argued that extending the Affordable Care Act tax credits shouldn't be a big thing for Republicans to accept. The Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District in Wisconsin is over 10 months away. However, there are already 9 declared candidates. One of those candidates is Aaron Wojciechowski of Oshkosh, and he's no stranger to the political process. Wojciechowski, 28, is often referred to as Wojo. He made his first political run at the age of 19, serving on the Winnebago County Board of Supervisors, then on the Oshkosh Common Council. He said he wasn't going to run for office again, but caught the inspiration to do so during a No Kings rally earlier this year.
But in that moment, I thought, you know, if not me, then who? And if not now, when?
Wojciechowski says his major platform issue is affordability.
Everywhere you go, who you talk to, regardless of their politics, it's, you know, my rent has gotten higher, my electricity's gotten higher, groceries are still going up, gas is going up. Life is becoming too unaffordable for anyone in low-income, middle-class to afford.
A former teacher in the Oshkosh Area School District and current Assistant Director of Student Activities at Lawrence University, Wojciechowski says he will stand out from the 6 other Democratic candidates in the primary.
One of the things I've always led with is empathy, and I think we need more of that, less of this divisiveness, less of this name-calling and just, you know, fiery rhetoric that is leading to violence. We need someone who can kind of simmer people down, bring people together, and have these meaningful conversations.
The 7 Democrats running for the 6th Congressional District will face off in a Democratic primary on August 11th. On the Republican side, incumbent Glenn Grothman faces a challenge from Jonathan Peets. Attorney General Josh Call is running for re-election. He announced yesterday that he wants to stay at his post amid rumors that he was considering a run for governor. He says as federal cuts impact Wisconsin, he wants to continue to, quote, stand up for our freedoms and the rule of law, end quote. Call is mostly through his second term as the top law enforcement official in the state. He first beat then-Attorney General Brad Schimmel, and then later Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney, both Republicans. Toney is expected to join this race and run against Call in a rematch in 2026. 2 people were arrested and hundreds of animals rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property. Joanne Krulotz has that story.
The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Lawrence and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. On Friday, the sheriff's office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters.
An 18-year-old Larson man faces homicide charges after a fiery crash in Appleton Saturday. Police say Carter Green was driving over 100 miles per hour and was under the influence of alcohol when he ran a red light and hit another car. The driver of the other car died from his injuries. A passenger was also seriously injured. Green and his passenger only sustained mild injuries. Green was booked into the Outagamie County Jail on suspicion of first-degree reckless homicide and OWI causing injury. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning residents of a new scam targeting SNAP recipients. According to agency officials, the scammers are impersonating the EBT Edge mobile app, which helps residents navigate their SNAP food assistance benefits.
The scammers use the fake version of the app to charge their victims $5 every week or $60 for lifetime access. Agency officials are reminding residents that they will never need to pay to use their official EBT Edge app to track their SNAP benefits. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources held a public hearing on a proposed rule change for PFAS standards last week. The rule change would align the state's PFAS standards with those of the EPA. State law says Wisconsin's drinking water program cannot have looser standards than the federal requirements under the Safe Drinking Water Act. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be and how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, feel really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.